Hello and welcome back to Reality Check. I hope everyone had a relaxing Thanksgiving, relaxing being the key word, and that there weren't, you know, too many family throwdowns out there. In all seriousness, I've talked to more than a few people this past week answering questions like, how do I deal with parents that treat me this or that way? How do I navigate around relatives that shove their own personal crap onto me, trying to make me feel bad, etc., etc.? I know these may not sound like serious problems to some people, but to others, family gatherings and holidays can be a real emotional train wreck. Sometimes it's dealing with family members that have wronged you in the past or that you perceive to have wronged you. Or maybe it's just parents that refuse to treat you like an adult, you know, sometimes even well into your 30s. These kind of interactions can really, you know, drag you down. And combined with, you know, the weather getting colder and getting, you know, cloudy and stuff, it can really make December and January feel pretty nasty. So I urge everyone out there to, you know, talk to somebody. If it's not me, then just somebody knowledgeable about whatever's bothering you involving family, so that you don't have, you know, this metaphorical cloud hanging over you for the next few months. There really are some good, simple methods to inoculate yourself against, you know, passive aggressiveness or unhealthy, you know, familial patterns. And of course, with me, if you've been listening to, you know, these past couple episodes, you should know by now that if you work with me, we're going to hit on every single angle about how these relationships formed and different ways of dealing with them. In the spirit of family, today I'm answering a question about someone's father. It reads, I've looked up to my father my entire life. Recently, he's been acting more and more introverted, and I think he's become depressed. Seeing him like this is troubling me, and I'm always worried about him. How do I talk to him about this? Now, this is actually a great question because it hits on a large number of topics all at once. Number one, I'm going to assume that this is coming from an adult that is over the age of 18. Now, I know 18 is kind of an arbitrary demarcation point that our society has, and that some people don't feel like an adult until much later in life, while other people might feel like an adult earlier, though these days that's pretty rare. The way this question is worded, I'm guessing that the questioner is still riding that line emotionally between kid and adult, which is fine. The reason I bring this up first is because we have to establish the role expectations. Are you still acting emotionally as a kid? Is your dad still someone you look to as an authority figure, someone to keep you safe, someone to emulate, etc.? Probably more importantly, does he see the relationship that way? If he does, I'm sorry to say that there's very little you can probably do yourself. Because anything coming from you is going to be dismissed as, what do they know about depression? They're still just a kid. They have no idea about my adult problems and how to deal with them. So if those are the conditions, the only real advice I can give you is to seek a little distance for yourself and develop on your own. You know, try to start viewing yourself more as an independent adult. And the best way of viewing yourself that way is to actually earn it by becoming independent. Then, you know, once you do that, you can reconnect in a year or two, and you'll have a fresh perspective on things, and the relationship dynamic might have had time to reset by then. That's when you can start talking to your dad more as an equal or a friend, and hopefully he might be more willing to listen when you bring up these heavy topics like depression. If you're worried about him and think he may hurt himself, like if it's more of an immediate thing, I would tell your mother, or someone else close to him that has more of a peer relationship to him. That way, at least they know to be watching for any danger signs, and they can step in and say, you know, you have a problem, and be taken seriously. But now let's assume that you are an adult who has a mostly peer-to-peer relationship with your dad. Now he becomes just like any other friend who you're worried about. The first step for you is to figure out the limits of what you can conceivably accomplish here. If you start out on this topic thinking that you can fix him or change him in some fundamental way, then you're already starting out from a place of setting yourself up for disappointment. The most you can hope for, really, is that you might provide some outside perspective into something that he wasn't aware of. Or maybe he was aware of it, but didn't realize how bad it had gotten, such that, you know, the people around him are noticing. In other words, all you can really do is provide your point of view. there are all sorts of ways he could react to you based on his emotional fortitude to confront what you're bringing up. He may get defensive and deny it outright, in which case you can't really do much beyond that because people who don't want to get better will not get better. Which reminds me, my next truism that everyone should understand. People don't get better unless they themselves genuinely want to get better. That desire can't come from outside sources, from you, from anyone else. But back to his reactions. He may absorb what you're saying, but not know how to do anything about it. In which case, I would suggest gently asking him some follow-up questions to see what his perspective on himself is. How he views himself, how he views his life, etc. I say gently because, above all, you must never come off like you're accusing him or judging him of anything. Throughout all of this, you need to present the image of someone who is concerned but loving, someone who only wants to help, not shame. There are times when so-called tough love is a viable strategy, but never at the beginning. And I would say never when the person in question isn't actively harming others around him or her. I personally reserve tough love talks for those who are becoming destructive to innocent bystanders. But as long as the problem is contained within the one person, you should always try to be gentle. Hopefully that isn't what this is, the whole like destructive to people around him thing. But even if it was, again, don't start out that way ever. So in terms of wording, it's pretty basic. If it was me, I would start out saying something like, "Hey Dad, can we talk privately for a minute?" And take him aside. I've been noticing for the past couple of months you've seemed pretty down. By the way, don't use the word depression in any of this, at least not until you really gotten into the topic in depth. While it is a very common condition, people hear the word depression and think, "I'm not crazy, I'm not sick," and they get super defensive. So back to, the wording. I would then say something like, "So I've been noticing you seemed kind of down. Is everything all right? Is something going on recently that's been affecting you? I love you, and I get a little sad when I see you, get XYZ." And by XYZ, I mean like this is where you would list off the things that you've noticed about him. His actions, his mood, his if he never smiles, whatever it is. From there, I would just leave it open-ended. In other words, you just sit back and let him talk. Hopefully he will talk to you, and just get his perspective. Just be very attentive, ask follow-up questions to whatever he gives you, keeping in mind non-judgmental, gentle, all that. But just basically coming from a place of, "Hey, I'm on your team. We're in this together. You aren't alone. We all want you to feel better about yourself." Now, if he denies all of your observations, and gruffly replies to something like, "I'm fine," then you basically have to let it go for now. Maybe revisit the topic if he continues displaying symptoms that you can then update him on. But like I said at the top, if he doesn't want to talk, then you can't make him. Ultimately, this whole thing is tricky because of the parent-child dynamic. No matter how adult your relationship is, deep down, he's always going to think of himself as your father first and your friend second. So if he has trouble taking you seriously, just tell anyone close to him that you know he respects, your mother, any uncles or aunts, any of his friends that you feel comfortable talking to, etc. They may be able to reach him where you can't simply due to their more even playing field relationship. I will say that this is a tough question to give a thorough answer to, over a podcast especially, because of all the amount of variables involved. An issue that is this complex requires sort of an action, reaction, update, strategizing, etc. The advice I gave you here is a good starting point, but to really see the situation through to conclusion, you would need to get regular guidance and feedback from someone knowledgeable with this stuff. Again, not just me, but anyone with the know-how. Since in the last part of your question you mentioned that you're always worried about him, I'll end on another truism. You can't control other people. All you can control is your reaction to other people. Ultimately, your dad is his own person, and he's responsible for his own decisions and his own life. You can try to give him your perspective and your help, But in the end, you can only control your own life. I mention this as a warning. Try not to get too wrapped up in his or anyone else's problems. When you start caring so deeply about someone else's well-being that you begin to let your own well-being slip, when you start to absorb, you know, other people's depression, adopt their problems as your own, then you'll start to cross into codependency. The best thing you can do for your dad is to keep yourself healthy and confident in your own life. The last thing he needs is to watch you become depressed yourself in reaction to him. We all have a limited amount of emotional energy to spend on a day-to-day basis. Just make sure that you spend your energy on yourself first, and then if you have any left over, that can go towards your father. But again, the priority is you first. All right, that wraps up this episode. I'm still eager to get new questions in, so please keep them coming. And if you want some help with family this holiday season, you know, try out a session or two with me. Why not? My Groupon deal link is still on the front page of realityguidance.com. Have fun shopping today, and I'll talk to you next Friday.